Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech. I'm Alex, and with me, as always, is Jamie. How are you doing today?
Oh, living the dream, Alex. I'm ready to nerd out. What's on the agenda for today's episode?
Today, we're setting up our own local large language models, or LLMs, with something called Ollama. It's like having a super smart AI right in your own machine.
Ollama, you say? Sounds like a wise old llama teaching me the secrets of artificial intelligence.
Exactly, except this llama won't spit at you. It's a lightweight runtime that lets you run, manage, and even customize large language models locally. No cloud necessary, which means no per-token costs and more privacy.
That sounds amazing, but also a bit intimidating. Is setting this up going to be like my failed attempt at baking sourdough?
Hopefully, with fewer disasters. Installing Ollama is surprisingly straightforward. It works on macOS, Linux, and Windows. And if you've got basic command line skills, you're golden.
Okay, you've got my attention. But before we dive in, what kind of hardware are we talking about? Do I need a supercomputer?
Good question. You'll need a modern CPU, like Apple Silicon or an x86-64, and ideally a GPU with at least 8 gigabytes of VRAM for the best performance. But don't worry, it can run on a laptop, just slower with smaller models.
Got it. So how do we start this magical journey with our digital llama guide?
First step, installation. It's a single command for macOS and Linux users. For Windows, you'll want to use WSL2 for the best experience.
That's not too bad. But what happens after installation?
After installation, you'll verify it by checking the version. Then you're ready to pull a model. Ollama hosts several, like Llama 2, Mistral, and Phi-2. You pick one and pull it down.
Pull it down, like downloading.
Exactly. It's like downloading a file. Once you've got your model, you can start it up and begin asking it questions or giving it tasks. It's like having a chat with your computer.
That's wild. Can it write my emails for me?
Potentially, yes. And more. For developers, Ollama can be integrated into applications with Python or JavaScript. Imagine building your own tools or automating tasks with AI.
This is all sounding very cool, but what about when things go wrong? I'm notorious for breaking things.
Troubleshooting is part of the process. Ollama has you covered with logs, performance monitoring, and even a way to sandbox models for security. They've thought a lot about making sure you can debug issues and keep your setup secure.
Security, huh? So I won't accidentally turn my computer into a Skynet?
We'll do our best to avoid that. Keeping Ollama local means your data stays on your device and you're not sending everything off to a cloud provider. Plus, you can fine-tune how it operates, like adjusting GPU usage and managing resources.
Speaking of resources, what if my machine isn't top of the line?
Ollama is pretty flexible. You can use quantized models to reduce memory footprint, and there are tweaks to improve performance even on less powerful hardware. It's all about finding the right balance for your setup.
This is all incredibly fascinating. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface.
We have, and there's so much more to explore. Setting up Ollama is just the beginning. From here, you can dive into creating custom models, scaling your setup, and even integrating AI into new or existing projects.
Well, I can't wait to start experimenting. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex. You make it sound so easy.
My pleasure, Jamie. And remember, our listeners can dive deeper into any of these topics. We've got resources and guides linked in our show notes.
Don't forget to challenge yourself with something new, like setting up Ollama. And if you do, tell us about it. We love hearing about your tech adventures.
Absolutely. That's all for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and keep pushing the boundaries of what you can build and create.
Until next time, keep it nerdy.